listeners. Welcome to another episode of AI Breakdown. I'm your host, Megan, in the company of my co-host, Ray. How's it going, Ray?
I'm doing great, Megan. I'm pretty charged up to explore yet another captivating paper. What's up on the discussion table today?
Today, we're dissecting a riveting preprint from Archive. It's titled, Quiet Star Language Models Can Teach Themselves to Think Before Speaking. The team of authors, spearheaded by Eric Zelikman, George Harrick, Yijia Shao, Varuna Jayasiri, Nick Haber, and Noah D. Goodman, present a novel angle on how language models can add a layer of reasoning to their functionality.
Reasoning capabilities, you say? Now, that's a term we don't often hear, coupled with language models. But before going further, what about giving our new listeners an overview of what exactly is a language model?
You got it, Ray. A language model, in the simplest terms, is a type of AI that's prepped to predict text. It's what powers functionality, like autocomplete chatbots, and in some cases, writing assistants. It learns from what you put in and, based on that, makes educated guesses about what you might type next.
They've come a long way predicting text. But adding the aspect of thinking is certainly a different beast, isn't it?
Yes, that's the main thrust of this paper. In their creation, Quiet Star, the authors propose that reasoning is inherent in nearly all texts we write. Hence, they've programmed this AI to produce so-called internal rationales for every prediction or token, which is aimed at enhancing the accuracy of future predictions.
Hold on a moment, Megan. By internal rationales, are you saying this AI is now capable of generating its own mini-thoughts?
Strange as it may sound, yes. Similar to having thoughts or an internal conversation, this model has been designed to generate internal rationales that assist it in making more accurate predictions. The main challenges they faced, unsurprisingly, were related to computational costs and the inability of language models to spontaneously generate or use these internal thought processes, and the difficulty of prediction beyond single tokens or words.
Those sure do sound like hefty challenges. What strategy did they adopt to overcome these?
The paper unveils quite a few interesting solutions. Primarily, they introduce the use of a token-wise parallel sampling algorithm, an efficient approach for managing rationale generation.
So, am I correct to understand that it's a way to lighten the computational load needed for this thinking process?
Yes, that's a good way to put it, Ray. They've also employed a system of unique tokens to indicate the start and end of a thought, kind of like a sophisticated type of punctuation for AI, if you will. Plus, they've innovatively expanded teacher-forcing techniques to gently lead the AI along the correct reasoning path.
That's quite some high-level tinkering. Did these complex tricks pay dividends in the end?
The results suggested indeed they did. Quiet Star seemed to be particularly effective with those pesky, hard-to-predict tokens that often trip us up. Even more impressively, the AI system began to demonstrate the capacity to directly answer more challenging questions.
So essentially, it's notable improvements on specific tasks.
Yes, it seems so. They subjected Quiet Star to several benchmarks such as GSM 8K and Common Sense QA without any fine-tuning at that and noticed measurable improvements. It even performed better on those difficult tokens, which suggests it could become a reliable helper in drafting natural text.
Sounds like commendable progress, but Megan, if I got you right, the main goal of all this is to design a language model that can reason and do so in a more scalable way?
That's right, Ray. The gist is to enable these language models to have a bit of introspection, a moment of thought before reacting, just like we humans often have to.
The power of internal dialogue, indeed. Well, listeners, that's all from us today. Quiet Star is nudging language models towards thinking before they react. It's a small step for AI, but a significant stride for AI reasoning capabilities. Until our next episode, keep engaging your mind and remember, even your AI might just be doing the same.
That's it for this episode of AI Breakdown. Thanks for listening in. Stay curious and stay tuned.